Women, children, and the elderly now are evacuated from a steel plant in Ukraine. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Russian forces continue their attempt to take control of the last holdout in the port city of Mariupol. With Russia's celebration plans for the World War II victory on May 9th, many are concerned the Kremlin might officially declare war on Ukraine. Earlier this week, Fox's Griff Jenkins asked Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky about a war declaration.
For us, this is not going to change anything. For us, war is going on for 8 years now. The full-fledged war is going on for 7 days, and whatever Putin is going to say, the possibility is still there.
Via translator, President Zelensky. Pro-choice activists are protesting across the country this weekend after a Supreme Court leak shows the High Court is thinking about overturning Roe versus Wade. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Jake Auchincloss on Fox News Live.
For the first time in living memory, the Supreme Court is taking away rather than granting a new right. And by a 2-to-1 margin, Americans disagree with them because reproductive health care is a fundamental right.
If the court sticks with this opinion, states will have the authority to ban abortion. An official ruling is not expected until the summer. Several migrant caravans are headed towards the U.S.-Mexico border. Fox's Nate Foy is in Laredo, Texas.
A source with the Texas DPS tells me, based on a new intel report, 4,000 more Haitian migrants are making their way to Nuevo Laredo, which is positioned just across the river here. And a mile back from that, you're going to find a group of between 1,500 and 3,000 Haitian migrants already there. So we could have as many as 7,000, possibly more, migrants waiting to cross into Laredo when Title 42 ends on the 23rd.
685 migrants from around the world recently turned themselves into Border Patrol in the Rio Grande Valley border sector. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
High prices at the gas pump and in grocery stores are putting the pinch on Americans in the wallet. The White House blames the war in Ukraine and pandemic supply chain disruptions for inflation and the higher prices.
It is the Biden administration's war on producing oil and gas that has caused the huge spike at the pump.
Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker on Fox News Live. Gabby Petito's mother is suing the estate of Brian Laundrie for wrongful death in her daughter's murder last summer.
The lawsuit seeks $30,000 in damages and a trial by jury. Laundrie again died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head, according to authorities. His body located in October, nearly a month after a massive search for his girlfriend, Gabby Petito, resulted in her remains being found in a Wyoming campground. The FBI determined she had died of strangulation and that Laundrie had confessed to the crime in a note.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The lawsuit mentions funeral and burial costs and the loss of companionship, society, and comfort. This lawsuit is in addition to a civil suit filed by the Petitos, accusing Laundrie's parents of knowing about the murder and helping their son avoid law enforcement. Actor Fred Savage is fired for misconduct on the set of the rebooted Wonder Years show. More from Fox's Christina Coleman.
A spokesperson from Disney-owned 20th Television confirmed he was fired by saying in a statement, quote, "Recently, we were made aware of allegations of inappropriate conduct by Fred Savage, and as is policy, an investigation was launched. Upon its completion, the decision was made to terminate his employment as an executive producer and director of the Wonder Years. This is not the first time Savage Savage has been accused of wrongdoing. A costume designer sued Savage and one of his co-stars in 1993 during the making of the original Wonder Years for sexual harassment.
Savage denies any sexual misconduct from past allegations. I'm Ann Carrick. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.